Last fall, the experts from around the country gathered to have a conversation and to assess the state of the science on honeybee health. And the report that we're releasing is the outcome of that conference. And I think in many ways it is a landmark report that is the result of that conversation. And it really represents the consensus of the scientific community on the challenges that our honeybee populations are facing and our honeybee producers are facing, and for that matter, our farmers are facing as well. The challenges are complex, and well, as in most things biological, there is no smoking gun, per se, and the decline in the pollinator health that we have observed in recent years is truly due to a whole host of factors, including parasites and disease, genetics, poor nutrition, and pesticide exposure as well. You can't really parse any one out as being the smoking gun. And obviously it is imperative that we take action to address the factors contributing to decline in honeybees and the continuing impacts that our farmers and honeybee producers are facing as well. So, you know, it's interesting. Most people in the United States don't realize how dependent our food supply is on the health of pollinators, and not just honeybees, but other pollinators as well. Annually, for example, in the United States, between 20 and 30 billion, that's B, a billion with a B, dollars of our agricultural production is dependent on pollination. And so there are many, many crops that rely on pollination. It includes crops like almonds, cucumbers, apples, blueberries, alfalfa seed, and there's a whole host of others as well that are directly dependent on pollination in order to be able to produce set fruit. And so we're truly, as humanity, we truly are dependent on honeybees and other pollinators. And so right now, the survivorship in our honeybee colonies is too low to really truly say that we can confidently meet the demands of our agricultural crops. And so the question is, how do we address such a complex challenge? It will, in our minds, it'll take the all of our stakeholders, the agricultural industry, beekeepers, researchers, the federal government, and the public to play a role in being able to address such a complex, multifactorial challenge that we've got. We've already started the process with the development and release of this report. It is the product of really unprecedented collaboration, but there's a lot of work that needs to be done yet. At the U.S. Department of Agriculture, this work of addressing this challenge that we've got is taking place on a number of fronts. We're working to improve pollinator-friendly habitats on federal lands so that beekeepers have access to good nutritional forage for their hives. Millions of federal research dollars are supporting focused research projects related to honeybee health, and this is both in my agency, the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, and my sister agency, the USDA Agricultural Research Service, as well. We are indeed, USDA is indeed conducting a national survey. This is work being done by the National Agricultural Statistics Survey and Agricultural Research Service and others to identify honeybee pests, which will guide our research and mitigation recommendations as we go forward as well. We're also, with USDA, we're also working with farmers and ranchers to integrate pollinator habitat into their lands. Just in the past 4 years, we've incorporated pollinator enhancements into conservation programs, such as environmental quality incentives program, the conservation stewardship program, and the conservation reserve program. And we're, you know, working to train our own field staff on honeybee health so that they can better support efforts on our working lands as well.